This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Speaking about tremendous programs, there's a program in Northwest Broward that's kind of quietly built back up a little bit. And this may be one of the best years they've had in a long, long time. That's Cypress Bay. Head coach Brett Hood is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. The secret's out. I just let it out that you guys are have really built this program back. A lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. Welcome aboard, and how's spring going?
Good evening, Larry. Thank you for having me. Yes, secret's out, but, you know, there's still a lot of work to do. Spring's going good. The boys are working hard, and we're, you know, preparing them for the fall.
How, you know, I mean, it's not easy. You know as well as I do, especially the landscape of high school football, just when, you know, you get a bunch of kids and feel comfortable with them, they're not there anymore. I mean, it's not a mystery. It's something that's been going on for years, but certainly it seems like you guys have been able to keep some pretty decent players around for the last couple of years and have had that opportunity to build and develop them. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to work with the kids we got. And, you know, I think it's a testament to the coaches that we have that the kids stay and they want to be coached by us. You know, we send kids to college every year. We have a winning record every year. And, you know, we have a shot every year. That's what it's about. So, you know, we have a place where kids can come and play football and get a great education and, you know, prepare themselves to get to college.
Yeah. I mean, and to kick off our second hour, we had, Coach Chris Merritt from Bryan on, and one of your players, Ryan Geary's up there. And we had an opportunity to talk about that. And you take a look at somebody like a Ryan Geary, and I kind of tongue-in-cheeked him and said 3 inches taller, and that kid would be at a Power Four school because he's that type of players. Talk about kids like that, because you have a lot of kids that may be a step slow or maybe a couple of inches short, but they seem to be able to find a niche where they could go to college and get an education. Talk about that, because I think everybody's looking for that knockout punch, and everybody wants to go to Michigan, and everybody wants to go to Ohio State. But the reality of it, if you're good enough to play professionally, you're going to have to go against those guys anyway, and compete against them as we saw in the draft. I mean, there's kids from small schools that are going up against guys that, played in the SEC and the Big Ten. Talk about how you approach that with parents, and because, you know, a lot of parents don't know the entire package and you have to explain it to them. You get an athlete and he's doing real well at the high school level. How do you try to explain it to a parent? Just because he's getting it done here is not going to translate, you know, all the time to a big school, because there's a lot of parents that think, well, my kid's getting it here, he should be playing at Miami or Florida State. But, you know, you've been around some great athletes, you know, there at St. Thomas or wherever you've been at, that you could see that they're tremendous athletes, but they may lack, you know, some size, or they may lack speed. So there's always a place for them. How do you deal with that with parents who really don't know the landscape of the recruiting?
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Gary is one of the hardest working kids we've ever had, you know, team captain 3 years. He was, you know, amazing. You're not going to find a kid like that mostly anywhere. But, you know, I approach the parents and I'm very upfront with them. I talk about, you know, how much school matters. You know, first off, if you check all the boxes with the grades, that opens doors. So, you know, if you're not 6'4", you know, 210, 230, you may be getting overlooked a little bit. But, you know, if you do what you have to do in the classroom, you know, there's going to be opportunities. Everybody that wants to play football at the next level, we find, you know, some kind of spot for them, whether it's, you know, FCS, D2, D3, NEIA. You know, there's so many opportunities out there that people don't even know about. There's so many football programs that are good football programs where, you know, if you could play football, we'll give you an opportunity to get a chance to go play there if you take care of your, you know, yourself in the classroom. So, you know, we try to get these kids out to as many camps as possible. We travel, we do what we have to do to get these kids seen. You know, if you get the film and you have the grades, there are opportunities out there for you.
Yeah, I agree with you. Brett Hood joins us, head coach at Cypress Bay. And you talk about travel. You guys went out to Colorado last year and had an opportunity to see that was about. You took a few players. A lot of your kids have gone here and gone there, different. How important, because this is something that's really come on over the last 5 to 10 years, because, you know, back in the day, you didn't have these teams and, you know, 15, 20 kids are, you know, going to all the Midwest schools or going all the, you know, up the Atlantic seaboard or going out west. How valuable is that, do you think, to try to get these kids together? Because obviously camaraderie's good, team bonding's good. You know, they get to, you know, they hang out together at the hotel. They, you know, travel together. They have dinner together, you know, meals together. And then they play on 7-on-7s, you know, at these different environments. How important do you think that is now to the overall recruitment and development of these players?
I think it's very important for us. I think, you know, just spending that time together, you know, last year we went to Colorado, played in the big man, the 7-on-7, and our big men did the camp. This summer we're heading up to North Carolina. We're playing in the Duke tournament, and then the next day we're playing the NC State tournament. So, you know, those 3-4 days we get to spend together, we're bringing about 45 kids, you know, a bunch of parents, a bunch of coaches. It's just, you know, being together, you know, spending time in the hotel rooms, you know, dinners, right, all that time together, just building, you know, what we're trying to build as the culture that we have at Cypress Bay. So I think it's very important. And, you know, it's also fun for the kids to get out and play against other people, you know, in other states.
Yeah. And in this day and age, people would be surprised how little teammates know about each other. I mean, because, you know, you see them in school, but you're in classes. Then you have to you know, you go out to practice and you're working. So you don't really get a chance from a, you know, social standpoint to kind of know everybody on the team. This does give it. And not only that, I think the most important thing is from the educational standpoint, if you travel in the Southeast or you travel like into Virginia, North Carolina, you're going to see a lot of things that, you know, you study about in geography or history, you know, world history or U.S. history, you know, battles have been fought there, you know, different things. And I think, you know, that's one of the, I think about 8 to 10 years ago, one of the schools down here in South Florida took a picture in Selma on the bridge, you know, and I thought that was really pretty poignant to the fact that, you know, okay, this is about athletics, but you're getting to actually, you know, live something that was part of the history and part of the textbooks that you read all the time. And I think those are, you know, those are important as well. What do you have left? You have a spring game this next week, or you have scrimmage? What's going on?
Yeah, so we're doing a blue and gold game next Thursday night, the 22nd. Should be pretty fun. We actually have enough guys this year, 70 guys in spring. So we're going to make it fun. We're going to kind of split up the coaches, draft two teams, and make it competitive, you know, go against each other and, you know, get some good film for coaches. But the whole aspect of drafting, you know, the boys are pretty excited about that, you know, where they're going to fall in the draft and all that kind of stuff.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. As always, you know, I'm always in your corner. You do a really good job. You're fun to be around. You know the game really well, and you treat the kids extremely well. And I appreciate what you do, and we'll catch up plenty.
Thank you, Larry. Looking forward to seeing you, and thank you for everything you do for us. We really appreciate you.
Good stuff. Coach Brett Hood, head coach at Cypress Bay. They could have a really good year this year. They got some talent. And we've seen him at a few events, and certainly Coach Hood and his staff have done a tremendous job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.